Chapter 41. In the seventh month, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, son of Elishama, who was of the royal line and one of the principal men of the king, came with 10 other men to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. As they were eating a meal together in Mizpah, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah and the 10 men who were with him rose up and struck down Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword. So he put to death the one whom the king of Babylon had appointed over the land. Ishmael also struck down all the Jews who were with Gedaliah in Mizpah, as well as the Chaldean soldiers who were there. On the second day after Gedaliah had been put to death, before anyone knew about it, there came 80 men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria. Their beards were shaved off, their garments were ripped apart, they had cut themselves, and they had grain offerings and frankincense in their hand to bring to the house of Jehovah. So Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he walked along. When he encountered them, he said to them,
"Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam."
But when they came into the city, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah and his men slaughtered them and threw them into the cistern. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ishmael,
"Do not put us to death, for we have hidden stores of wheat, barley, oil, and honey in the field."
So he refrained from putting them to death along with their brothers. Now Ishmael threw all the carcasses of the men he had killed into a great cistern, the one that King Asa had made because of King Baasha of Israel. This was the cistern that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled with the slain men. Ishmael took captive all the rest of the people in Mizpah, including the daughters of the king, and all the people left in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, had put in the custody of Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, took them captive and went off to cross over to the Ammonites. When Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the army chiefs who were with him heard about all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, they took all the men and went off to fight against Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and they found him by the great waters in Gibeon. All the people who were with Ishmael rejoiced when they saw Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the army chiefs with him. Then all the people whom Ishmael had taken captive from Mizpah turned around and went back with Johanan, the son of Kareah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and 8 of his men escaped from Johanan and went to the Ammonites. Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the army chiefs who were with him took with them the rest of the people from Mizpah, those whom they had rescued from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, after he had struck down Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. They brought the men, the soldiers, the women, the children, and the court officials back from Gibeon. So they went and stayed in the lodging place of Kimham next to Bethlehem, intending to go on into Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they had become afraid of them, since Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had struck down Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed over the land.